Welcome to Professional Persuaders, where they're always right and you're possibly wrong.
On this episode of Professional Persuaders, you will be listening to your host, Coda Bauer, and your co-host,
Luke Hopkins,
with special guest,
Dylan Simons,
where we will be getting into a debate debacle about which current states the United States are the best and the worst. We will be breaking our podcast into the West and the East. Both are separate episodes. Our criteria is going to be based solely on the news articles that show up by plugging in the state name and the word man after it. The result is a funny article name which will be ranked at our discretion. Thank you for listening. Okay, so for our first episode, we are going to be ranking the West Coast, a.k.a. the worst states. So, first off, we have New Mexico, and the article we put in is New Mexico Man.
We have man shot and wounded by APD charged with 2021 murder. That's not very funny.
No, it's not funny at all, so...
So, I would say, like, murder, it can be funny, but it's not really in
this instance. No. This, listen... Man shot and wounded, like, we're gonna get to, like, some Florida man stuff, and that's going to be freaking hilarious, so I think this is going to be, like, a D tier.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Alright. California man.
Alright, let's get to California man.
California man. Let's see what comes up. First thing, a song. That's not what we need. I'm gonna search up California man. California man breaks into home, steals beer, and leads cops away.
That's crazy, actually. That's great. The fact that he actually stole the beer after breaking into the house instead of actually going for the valuables, I mean, that's respect.
That's respectable.
That's respect. So, I know in our last tier ranking list we put California an F, but you know what? I'm going to have to give California, like, a B on this one.
I think so.
Yeah.
Stealing beer and not valuables.
Yeah, that's great.
California.
Okay. So, California is B tier. We're on to our nice friends in Colorado.
Colorado man shoots a bear and cubs.
Oh my god.
Okay, shooting bear, okay, that's fine. You know, bear
but
hunting
the
is
cubs.
Cool. But the cubs,
that's
messed
horrible.
Up. That's an E tier. I don't
want to
shoot.
Yeah, I don't want to shoot cubs.
Bear cubs
that's
are adorable,
horrible.
I think.
Yeah, what is wrong with that person? Okay. Sorry, that was a dark take for the episode.
All right, next we have Texas man.
Oh, here we go.
North Texas man involved in crash that killed young girls. Oh
my god! I can't believe you laughed at that. Oh my lord!
Well, because the man underneath it is Texas man suing ex's friends over oh.
Oh my!
None of these are funny.
Oh no! Yeah, none of these are funny. That's F tier. Moving on. That was horrible. Oh my god.
Hawaii man. I want to see what comes up. I'm genuinely curious about this. Hawaiian man is number one in the nation for the best ghost tours. What?
16-year-old arrested in connection with brutal attack on elderly man.
That's kind of funny.
That's hilarious,
that's
kinda... actually.
All right,
oh my god.
All right. That's like a
C tier. It's average.
It's still attacking somebody.
Beating up an elderly man.
But
I mean,
targeting elderly people specifically?
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
That's hilarious. Okay, moving on, we have Montana.
Montana man. All right, let's see. Montana went on 50 dates in 50 states twice.
That's respect.
That is respect.
I think that's S tier, actually.
That's
so great.
Yeah, that's impressive.
S tier, yeah, that's respectable.
The fact that it's so... Like, I don't know how you do... Like, Alaska, too? You went to Alaska and Hawaii?
Yeah, right.
That's impressive.
A lot of flying.
That's dedication right there, man. Yeah, that's S tier, easily. Okay, next up we have Idaho, man. So let's plug that in. Let's see what we get.
Idaho. Can you spell man correctly? Let's fight to this, says Wyoming woman before allegedly stabbing Idaho man.
Oh,
okay.
My god.
Oh, wow. It's not, like...
That's not funny at all.
But...
Oh, but she did say she announced it.
Let's fight
to the death.
The fact that
after
she
he, like, agreed to that.
Yeah, she took the time to announce what she
was
going to do. and then she did it.
Yeah.
She followed through.
That's respect, too, honestly. That's, yeah. like, I think, I don't know, B tier, maybe?
I would say a B.
B?
Is that above?
No, not above California.
Not above stealing beer.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great.
Is that Nevada?
That is Nevada, so let's go on to the Nevada man.
Nevada man. Okay. Wait, what? Man accused of ordering the murder of Tupac Shakur set...
This is trial. Yeah, this
oh,
is
I
with
forgot.
The,
it was
yeah,
actually
grab out this
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. They actually found the guy who did it, I think.
Well,
I like
it's
Tupac.
Not funny,
Nevada
but
man
I mean,
allegedly
yeah.
killed roommate, lived with corpse.
Oh.
That
is also not
that's
funny.
Disgusting.
I like
that's
Tupac,
disgusting.
Too. Tupac's
yeah,
funny.
So, but with the sleeping with the corpse, I don't, that's, I don't like that.
Like,
I think that's like,
not,
I think it's E-tier.
Not with a corpse, in the same room as a corpse.
Lived with the
okay,
corpse.
Lived
okay.
with the corpse.
E-tier. What do you think?
E-tier? Yeah,
E-tier.
E-tier.
Okay, that's fine. Yep, alright.
I don't even, what state is that next?
That is North Dakota.
North? Oh, Dakota's just gonna be either really boring or really funny.
Yeah, let's see.
Flooding
conditions. Yeah,
in
no.
Dakota.
F. Put it in F. There's
that's,
nothing.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's just boring, bro.
Was that South Dakota or something? Like
North Dakota. That was. Yeah.
No.
The next
North
one
Dakota.
Is South Dakota. Yeah. For those listening, the news article that came up was about flooding, and that's not very funny. So we're putting
yeah.
it in F tier.
Let's see. South Dakota man. Okay, let's search up a news article for some of these. South Dakota man.
Oh my God!
It's all crimes. It's all
oh.
just
no, but these are not funny crimes.
These are not F tier. South Dakota.
Yeah, I don't even want to read what's on South Dakota. Y'all are messed up over there,
yeah,
man.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
You're not even the best Dakota.
Oh, here we go. We got a lot of Kansas stuff. All right.
Homeless Kansas man arrested. Oh.
Oh
nope.
my God. Nope. We're not saying that.
Nope. FBI arrests why? What happened in Kansas?
I know. What is
that's
happening?
The
what is
thing
what
that
is in the water they drink there? Oh my God!
They plan.
Oh my good. It's the same article
it's
though.
The
it's
same
all
article.
The same article.
They got nothing better.
But it's
too.
All national news as well. So I guess you know it's a big thing for Kansas for
yeah.
you know that to happen.
I mean,
so
they have nothing else.
No,
to
that that's not funny at all,
that's
and that's actually a pretty brutal crime.
What
so
is that?
We're
Nebraska?
Yeah we're putting Kansas in F tier. Yeah, that's Nebraska. That's
Nebraska. We've had three F tiers.
I know, but it's because like
Nebraska.
It's
man.
Not,
let's see what comes
not,
up.
Not good stuff.
Man officiating a wedding in Nebraska accidentally shot his 12-year-old grandson.
What?
Oh my
God.
The kid, it could not say the kid died. He just accidentally shot him.
Shot him?
How do you accidentally shoot someone?
That's pretty funny, though.
That's
kind of
funny.
How do you at a wedding? Not only is that
a
wedding, but you somehow accidentally shoot your grandson? Like, what the hell is even that? Like, was the safety off and you just decided to point the barrel at it?
Why do you have a gun at a wedding?
I know, that's the other thing as well. So, you know what, I think that's,
that's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny,
the
yeah.
The kid did not die. It does not say he
yeah,
died.
Yeah, it's not gonna be, like, Florida man level, but I think A tier is pretty respectable.
Yeah.
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 You think so?
A tier?
Yeah. A tier,
okay.
Yep. Alright.
On to, what, Oregon?
Oregon it is, yes.
Oregon man.
Let's
see
do it.
Oregon man confesses to, oh... It's just 1979 murder. He got
yeah.
away for that long?
It's all the same article as well. Let's read some other ones.
Portland man released after 25 years in prison, case dismissed. That's good for him.
Yeah. Man walks into FBI office in Oregon and confesses to ice-blooded murder. Okay. This is pretty depressing.
Why
stuff.
Is Oregon terrible?
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, there's Portland over there, so they're just a bunch of weirdos.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think, again, that's just, like, F tier.
F tier.
Yeah.
What's
that? That is Utah.
Utah.
We're on to the Utah, man. We're about to hear some Mormons. Oh.
Okay, wait. Utah, man. News article. You gotta search this up. Utah man battles homelessness by serving... Oh, okay, that's just a good...
That's a
that's
good
just
person.
A feel-good
yeah,
thing.
Right. Okay, how about... Utah man accused of threatening president pointed gun at Joe Biden. That's crazy, actually.
That's low-key kind of wild. Like, how...
Yeah, okay.
FBI says. Well,
the
FBI
says,
if
yeah,
the FBI
right.
said it, he probably did it. We know.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. Oh, my gosh. Okay,
That's more interesting than, like, terrible, I guess. But
okay, so we have, for Utah, we have a feel-good article about a man battling homelessness by serving oatmeal. And then we have,
a guy who pointed a gun
at Joe Biden.
At a president.
Yeah, so...
So, They kind of even out.
Yeah.
I feel.
I think it's a C tier. It's pretty mid. That's pretty mid.
Like, he didn't really...
Yeah, there's nothing special about that.
What's that?
Okay, that is Wyoming. So now we run to the state of Wyoming.
I'm just gonna go crazy. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, seriously.
Accusing blowing a hole in the hotel room.
That's crazy.
With
oh
a
my...
pair of firearms.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That's... Let's fight... Okay.
That's like no country for old men right there. Like, that's actually wild.
Wyoming man injured in ski accident...
Okay, but that's all you do in Wyoming is
ski and apparently blow holes in motel walls.
Yeah, yeah, that's
with
crazy.
How do you, what do you mean, like, blowing a hole in the wall?
Like,
I mean, like
a hole in
like
the wall
you literally
the
just, like, shot the wall.
No,
I
mean, like, a gun, like, a bullet hole, that's pretty small. Or, like, a hole, like a huge, like...
I know what you're saying.
Because, like, two firearms,
yeah,
you shot,
yeah.
Like, the same thing a lot, to make a big hole.
Right. I bet those, like, motel walls are made out of cardboard, too.
So
he was
shattered.
Suspected of stealing a gun.
Well, he used it, so...
He used it. I mean,
obviously,
why blow a hole into a motel room?
Not stole it.
Not suspected that much.
All right, we gotta move on, because we're rambling a little bit. So let's rank this. This is, I don't know, it's better than mid, so I think it's B-tier.
B-tier?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. All
funny
right.
Funny little...
Yeah, it's a funny little thing.
Arizona?
Yeah, we're moving on to Arizona,
man. Arizona, man, let's see what comes up. Arizona, this is kind of funny. Arizona man gets 6 years in prison after attempting to smuggle meth.
That's good.
Bar fight leaves man in critical condition, suspected resident Chandler. Okay.
So there's a lot of stuff going down there in Arizona.
Yeah, it's all druggies.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of druggies.
So that's
so
New
we
Mexico,
right.
Which is where Breaking Bad took place.
Yeah, right.
That's true.
So it makes sense that there's meth down there. He tried to smuggle it
but
in.
But it's not the Heisenberg meth.
Yeah,
it's
you're right.
Heisenberg.
It's not 97% pure. So that's gonna.
It's gonna bring it down a little.
Yeah, it will.
But still, it's kind of funny.
The bar fight. That's. I mean, that just shows how rowdy they are getting
yeah,
down
that's
there.
Kind
so
of, I would say that's like a B or an A tier.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
It's up to you. What do you think,
Dylan?
We'll go with B.
B tier.
Yeah.
B tier. It's a little better than mid. Okay, so we are moving on to the state of Washington.
Washington
better be some
man.
Like really funny
oh,
stuff.
Oh, I should put Washing Man to Washington.
Washing man.
I can't spell, dude. All right, Washington man. Washington man sentenced. Oh.
Oh my god.
Washington man convicted for role in U.S. Capitol attack.
Oh, there's actually conservatives out there.
I did not think.
I thought it'd just be a bunch of liberals.
Right. Shot and had another driver following a road rage collision. Convicted of being a felon in possession of a firearm.
Wow.
I mean, that's karma. That's karma. Seriously.
He shot a... Wait.
Shot another driver following road rage collision.
Road rage is really scary.
It is. Especially when, you know, people get out of their vehicles and they just wanted to fight about it. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Although
have some
I
common sense.
Feel... Like, I've wanted to shoot somebody's car.
It's true, but at the same time, just,
don't
like, stay
it.
In your car and just don't get hot-headed about it. So I think Washington is just... That's... Pretty mid.
But convicted for a role in U.S. Capitol attack. That's kind of funny, though.
That is funny. Especially since there's just a bunch of freaking liberals out there. So, yeah. The single conservative in Washington actually
who
stormed
went
the Capitol.
To the
yeah.
Capitol.
Yeah, right.
He might have been the guy with the Viking horn.
Oh,
yeah.
The, the shaman, the QAnon shaman.
If it was that guy, easy S here, but I don't think it was.
No, definitely wasn't.
It's definitely
B-tier, I think.
A B-tier?
Yeah.
I think it's B-tier.
Yeah.
That's
totally
fair.
Fair.
All right. What state is that?
Moving on to Louisiana.
Can I spell Louisiana?
No, you can't, because you're just so stupid.
I'm dyslexic.
You
gotta say article.
Yeah.
News article. Let's see what comes up. Flood murder trial, kidnapping case.
Oh my god, the list goes on.
Louisiana man arrested on negligent burning charges.
What?
He burned his property? What?
During statewide burn ban. So what was
that,
like a protest?
Wait, Louisiana has to ban burning stuff?
I guess. What the hell?
Wait, that's I mean, odd. Committing arson, I would assume, is already illegal.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They have to ban it farther.
Okay, apparently Louisiana man permitted to resume flying vulgar anti-Biden rhetoric. That's hilarious.
That's kind of
that's
so
great.
Funny.
Oh my god. Okay, just for that, I think that's like a B tier.
Yeah,
that's hilarious. Good for him.
For arson and.
Yeah, but the arson thing, we gotta figure that out. That's weird.
Oklahoma.
Okay, so we're on to the Oklahoma man.
I don't. Oh, God. It's all murder cases.
And it's not just murder either.
It's like, no. It's
pretty vile. Yeah, that's F tier. We're not even going to talk about
Alaska?
It.
Alaska? Okay.
What is happening in some of these states? They're just, like, so bad.
Alaska man. News article. Let's see what comes up. Man charged with threats against Florida sheriff.
Like, it's the old war, Alaska versus Florida.
How?
Oh, my
They're
God.
On different sides of the country.
Yeah,
the
furthest
still...
east, furthest west, bro. Oh, my God. That's
unpaid,
hilarious.
Wait, unpaid impartial check, paycheck for months for Alaskan estate employees. That's kind of funny, too.
That's hilarious.
They're cutting, they aren't paying them.
Yeah, that's great.
They don't get paid in Alaska.
So, Alaska,
it's a C.
C tier, it's mid.
Yeah,
definitely, for sure.
But that's still really funny.
It's still funny, but yeah, it's not as funny as the rest of them.
Wisconsin, man. Okay, let's see. Man returns to Wisconsin Capitol with assault rifle and asks to see governor. That's so funny, actually.
Oh my God, wait a minute. Okay, so did he bring a rifle into
the
Wisconsin Capitol?
He brought
it
to see the governor?
That's crazy.
Madison,
what was he trying to threaten him?
Probably.
Yeah, demanding to speak with the governor, yeah.
Oh my God, wow.
Man with handgun seeking Tony Evers arrested at Wisconsin Capitol. Okay.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's
the A tier.
Yeah.
A tier it is, yeah, that's great.
It is. Iowa.
Plus it's more interesting as well. Like the rest of the states they just have
like
a bunch of like murder charges and like
that's not funny.
But
now there's a guy.
Yeah, there's like
rifle.
Charging the Wisconsin Capitol. Yeah, like that's actually funny. It's hilarious.
Come up with the Iowa man. Okay. Iowa man okay, which is really cool. Bam. Okay. Central Iowa man charged with Why is it all murder with these, like...
That's
states
horrible.
I wouldn't think were, like, big deals.
Yeah, I don't know.
Disappeared. Okay. It's the same news article.
Yeah.
That's an F tier.
That's F tier.
Come on, Arkansas.
Okay, I know Arkansas is going to be really funny, so for the rest of this episode, let's just hold off, and we're going to rank the rest of the states later. You're going to listen to me, improvise some jazz, and we're going to get on with the rest of the segment. Thank you for listening. Do you want to listen to three high schoolers ramble about irrelevant topics? No? Well, too bad. You are. The good thing for you is that we are sometimes funny. Plus, our topics lack so much information that you can stop paying attention to it at any time. Once you need some comedic relief, just tune back in and voila, you're laughing. Let's get back to the argument.
All right, welcome back from Coda's Improvised Jazz. Now we're starting off with Arkansas, right guys?
Oh yeah.
How do you spell Arkansas? Okay.
That's how you spell Arkansas. Idiot.
Arkansas, man. Silver alert issued for flipping man missing in northwest Arkansas. What's silver alert?
That's a good question.
Click on it.
A silver alert is someone wanted by the police for rapid...
That's not very funny. No, there's other news titles here. Let's see.
Jailed 52 times, gets $1 million bond after
six DWIs. That's pretty good. No, go down. Look at these other articles. Look. Arkansas man charged with murder of two... Okay.
Nope. Jailed 52 times.
All right. That's pretty funny.
What are we
That's an A tier.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's pretty funny.
All right,
what are we on
now? Now we are on to... Is it that one?
Is it Iowa? Did we do Iowa?
Did we do Iowa yet?
Iowa, man. We'll figure it out, homie. No, I don't think we did this.
No, we definitely didn't.
Iowa jurors clear man charged with murder and shooting. Okay, well, they cleared him, so I guess he's...
That's fine. Not very funny.
Yeah, but North Iowa man fined for 1,000 tire fire.
That's actually pretty great.
Wow.
That's funny.
1,000 tires?
That's hilarious.
1,000 tires?
S-tier.
S-tiers? Why do you like burning tires so much? Alright, whatever.
It smells weird. Alright.
What's that?
Missouri.
Okay, I cannot spell Missouri. Oh, I did spell Missouri.
You just did.
Missouri man hurt in motorcycle crash after pursuit. I like running from the cops. I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, let's see. 11 new charges filed against Independence, Missouri man accused of going on a crime spree.
That's awesome, too.
I think it's B tier. It's not that good, but, I mean...
But, come on. 11 charges on a crime spree.
Yeah. So, B tier.
B tier, all right.
And we have Minnesota.
Minnesota for final one, right? Is that our final one?
Yeah, it is our final one.
Minnesota, man. All right. This
is awful.
This is not a good one to end
F tier, F tier.
Wait, Minnesota man pleads guilty to stealing ruby slippers.
That's pretty funny. But it, I don't know, the rest of the E tier. It's not even that good. E tier.
Yeah. Minnesota, Minneapolis. Man.
The most I'll go is the D tier.
Minneapolis man's car held hostage at auto shop.
Yeah, E tier. Dylan and I say E tier, so
E tier. All right, that's fine.
So, that is it for our tier ranking. Thank you for listening. We're going to end off this podcast with some South Park, so thank you. This is Coda Bauer,
Luke Hopkins,
and Dylan Simons
signing off. Thank you.